In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. So we come this year to the Sunday of the Last Judgment, really misnamed as Meat Fair Sunday. Well, the Apostle told us about meat. Meat's not all that important. Shouldn't be that interesting to us. But certainly, our salvation should. Today, we talk about the Last Judgment. And in the Last Judgment, there'll be a lot of emotions. There'll be terror. There'll be sadness. But a lot of people will be very surprised. Very surprised. Because they lived a life that appeared to them to be Christian. They went to church. They might have even fasted, at least when it was easy. They might have given to the church. Might have gone to services, all those sorts of things. Might even know the Bible pretty well. But the Lord will look at them and say, I don't recognize you. I don't know you. Why will he say this? Because he won't see himself in that person. And how do we have the image of God in ourselves? By acting like our Lord Jesus Christ taught us to act. Now certainly this gospel reading is all about showing compassion for others, giving to the hungry, to the thirsty, clothing the naked, visiting those in prison. And certainly all these things we should do literally. But there's much more that is not said besides. Remember, the Apostle John said, if everything that was said was put into books, but the world couldn't contain them all. Any virtues where we think not of ourselves, but of someone else. Any virtue is what the Lord will recognize in us in the last days. But I think there is a depth to this reading that sometimes people do not see. We know if you're a Christian, you should be compassionate. You should care about others. And in some fashion, anybody, pretty much, does, to some degree, follow these kinds of precepts. We give to people, we show compassion for people. But the Lord says something we best not miss. He said, verily, verily, I say unto you, inasmuch as you have done it unto one of the least of these, my brethren, you've done it unto me. Very easy to love the lovely. It's very easy to be kind to the kind. It's very easy to give those to those who will give back. What about the least? What about those who are not kind? What about those who will not give back? What about those who do not appear to deserve our ministrations? Now, the Lord showed us an example of how to live. He gave to the least, to us, because none of us deserve him. He didn't expect anything in return. He desires for us to love us, but he doesn't force us. Desires for us to love him, but he doesn't force us. He gave to the least. He even showed in his ministry how important it was to think of the least, to think of those who were less empowered than us, those who were less likable than us, those who were not part of our inner circle, those who we didn't really get along with very well, including those who were criminal, those who were dishonest. What did he do? He picked for his disciples simple fishermen, not very important in society at all. Most of them couldn't even read or write. And constantly he was going out to the least, speaking to the Samaritan woman, an outcast of society, healing the woman with an issue of blood. Nobody gave the time of day to because she was considered unclean. She was the least. The blind men begging by the side of the road. Nobody gave them any thought, but the Lord thought of them. The key to developing a Christian soul is to think as our Lord Jesus Christ thought. He was constantly seeking out the least, constantly seeking out those who couldn't give him anything. Of course, for him, it was very easy to find, huh? Because nobody can give Jesus Christ anything. Nobody can deserve his love. Now, we give. I'm sure we do. And if you think hard enough, probably not enough. Even to those that you love. Even to those that return your giving back to you. Whatever it will be. Whether it be respect, whether it be consideration, whether it be love, whether it be money, time. We want to give to people who give back to us. And it is okay to give to people who give back. That's all right. Isn't that really what a loving family is? Mutual giving to one another? Certainly, absolutely. It's not a sin to give to those who give back. But this is not the essence of Christianity. The essence of Christianity is to give to those who will not give back, to the least and to the unimportant. When I was thinking about this scripture, I thought about a woman I haven't thought about for a long time. Her name was Paula. She was about 4'8", very, very coarse red hair. She had Turner syndrome. And Turner syndrome, some of the aspects of it are very coarse hair, very, very short. They're sterile. They're always females. Very short life expectancy. And although they're not retarded, they're very simple generally. Well, actually, most of them are retarded. She was at the upper range. She had a job. She could read and write very well, in fact, and could carry on a conversation basically about two things. It might seem funny to you, but she had a thing about bananas. If anybody acted in any way like they were tired, she'd say, "Have a banana. You need the potassium." We heard about bananas until they were coming out of our ears. It's all she would talk about is bananas. And there was a television program she really liked that we learned all about, whether we knew wanted to or not. The program, I think it was called Chips. And she liked the stars of the program. She probably had a crush on them. Oh, man, we got to hear about every single episode 100 times. It was hard to listen to her. She was very sweet, very kind. But she got very boring. Very boring. And if anything upset her schedule in the least tiny bit, if church service was going to be 5 minutes later than usual, or if we were going to sit down to our community meal and something was different, maybe even a different main dish or something, she would go to pieces. She needed order in her life. And she was compulsive about it. So people would get tired of her. We'd be talking something important, I'm sure, you know. And then she would want to talk about bananas. And people wouldn't want to talk to her. People would get tired of talking to her. And I can remember that there would be a warfare in me. And I'd sometimes go in some place in the room and talk to her about bananas or about chips or whatever. But other times I would be probably as unkind as everyone else and just kind of dismiss her, kind of not pay attention to her, walk away from her. She had nothing really she could give me. She prayed. I think her prayers resounded in heaven much more than my own. She was not an important person. She was a little bit strange. She's dead now, I'm sure, because Turners don't live till probably about 30. This was years ago. She'd be 50 or older if she was still alive. And I remember many times, I regret many times, when I wasn't kind to her. Not in any way like I'd say, "Paula, you're stupid," or "Paula, leave me alone," or not anything like that. But just in my heart, I didn't want to be around her. I didn't want to talk about bananas anymore. I didn't want to hear about chips anymore. I was not interested. I'd already heard about it 1,000 times. I wish I'd heard 1,001 and 1,002 and 10,007. she was one of the least. There's people like that in our lives that need our kindness. There's people that stick out. There's people that are odd. There's also people that have real physical, emotional needs that we should try to minister to. Most of them can't give back or won't give back. But these are the kind of people the Lord cares about. And we should too. This is who the Lord is talking about when he's talking about the least of these. He's talking about Paula. He's talking about somebody that's not very kind. Talking about somebody that's a little weird, that talks to himself, drools a bit, always has a dirty shirt. He's talking about those kinds of people. He's also talking about people who, they're not odd, they're just difficult. People we don't get along with at work. People that don't respect us. People that even try to harm us. He's talking about all of those people. All of those people are the least of these. Now the Lord will see whether or not we have done these things. He sees everything, of course. He sees my heart. He remembers every time that I was unkind with Paula. I only remember in general that sometimes I was. And you know how our memory is. I remember the times that I'd go and talk to her when no one else could or would, but I don't remember the number of times that I was not kind. Perhaps it was dozens. Perhaps it was hundreds of times. I knew her for about 5 years. How many times did I not care for her? We forget about those things. But the Lord remembers it all. Now, when the Lord sees us in the last day, in the judgment, He'll look inside our hearts. He'll see that we care for the least. Was our heart soft? Was our heart Christian? Did we become like His Son? And He'll look inside. Of course, everything will be visible to Him. For Him, the inside is the outside. Nothing is hidden. And He will see whether or not He recognizes Himself in us. If He does, then He will tell us, I know you. I know who you are. You're my son. Because you act like a son. Because you care for people. Because your heart is warm. And He'll say, enter into the joy of my Father. And I hope that all of us will be surprised in a good way. Because much of Christian life is thinking about what's wrong with us. Being humbled about our sins. Not considering ourselves to be worth anything, and we aren't. So it would be good if in that last day the Lord says, all these things you did for people, all the caring in your soul, that's what I wanted you to do. And we'll think, I didn't even remember that person. I didn't remember I did that thing. I didn't remember this or that. But it'll all be clear to us. And in a moment, we'll see that every time we were kind, every time we cared, every time we prayed, every time we were concerned for anyone and did something about that concern, we will see Christ and know that we did it for Him. Let us not have the other kind of surprise. Let us not go to the judgment being arrogant and thinking, you know, we've been kind to an awful lot of people. We've done a lot of good things. but not realize that we were kind to those who were kind. We were kind to the greater, not the lesser. Let us not be surprised when the Lord says, look at all those people you didn't do anything with. And of course we will have forgotten of them. But the Lord remembers. And in a moment, we'll see all their faces. Let us not have that kind of surprise. Let us think about the least. The Christian life is a moral life. The Christian life is the change of the soul. From thinking of ourselves to thinking about others. Because this is the way our Lord is. We don't do good things to others merely because we are supposed to. We should do good things to others, care for the least, because that's what our Lord did. And we, if we are to have any happiness in this life, we must become like Him. May God help us to remember the least. And remember that we are also are among the least. God bless you and help you.